This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Joe, with our motivational man, international author, guest speaker Andrew Griffiths back on the radio today. And how to use and grow your greatest asset. This sounds interesting. Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, team. How's everyone going?
Is everyone's asset different? What do you mean when we say this?
Well, I think really what I'm trying to say here is that, again, in the pursuit of leading richer, more full and content kind of lives, one of the best things we can do is to use our greatest asset to do that. And our greatest asset depends. For some of us, we might be time. For some of us, it might be our expertise. For some people, it's money. That's what they consider their greatest asset. It really is, but that's what they think.
Oh, there's a principle, isn't there, that it's, you know, better to do one or two things really well rather than trying to do 50 things not so well, to find out what your gifting is and then focus on that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think to really actually apply our greatest asset to helping others is actually, you know, one of the greatest ways I think that we can grow, you know, particularly if you're going through a bit of a challenging time in your own life. You know, we get a bit down and out and, you know, things seem to be, you know, mounting up or challenging for us. I'm a big believer that, well, okay, that's when you actually use whatever your greatest strength is to help others. And if you do that, then your life actually takes on a different perspective, and that's the whole concept behind using that to perhaps reach your own kind of happiness.
Mate, is it about, you know, starting today, maybe writing a list of what you're good at and what you like and what you enjoy and finding out what your asset actually is?
I think that's a great place to start, you know, and that kind of also ties in with what are the things that you get passionate about in life. You know, and the two are so intertwined that most people go through life without actually knowing these kind of things. They don't know what their greatest asset is as an individual, or how they can help others, or even what they're passionate about. And you gotta look for those signals. You gotta look for what do people always tell you? Geez, you're great at doing that. You know, and often what we perceive as our greatest weakness, others see as our greatest strengths, which is an interesting kind of conundrum. So you say, yeah, absolutely. You know, write down those little telltale things. If you've got a list of things in front of you that you want to do, what are the things that really jump out? What do you do first? You know, that's always a sign of what you're excited and passionate about.
Someone said to me about a decade ago, in fact, it was a boss, and I should ring him and say that wasn't the nicest thing to say. He said to me, Liam, you're good at everything, but you're great at nothing.
Oh, that's not true.
And I remember really honing down my skills, saying, well, I'm going to drop that, and I'm going to concentrate on this, this, and this. And it really did make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't we all try and do too much of everything the same? You know, same goes in life. But, you know, like any skill, like any exercise, whatever it is, the more we do something and the better we get at using it. It's like, you know, last time we chatted, we spoke about using intuition. I think being able to define what makes us a great person, what makes us unique. You know, some people might say, oh, well, it sounds a bit arrogant, but I don't believe that. I think it's more about knowing yourself and the, you know, the better you know yourself, the better you understand yourself.
Play to your strengths. I mean, my wife tries this every Tuesday night. She says, take the bins out. I say, it's not part of my skill set, love.
It's seriously.
I'm better at other things.
And listen, it's true to say it's never too late to change, hey? I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing a certain even career path because that's what they were thought when they were 18, that's what they wanted to do. But now they're, you know, 20, 30 years later, there's never too late to change, hey?
Well, that's right. And I think that isn't that one of the most wonderful things about life is that really our future, we can do those things. We can change. I mean, our parents kind of had a career for their whole life. Left school, got a trade, and that was it for the next 40 years, 50 years. Now people are having 5, 6 different careers. Kids coming through, man, what thousands of things that they can become. I think it's a wonderful time to be alive. I wish I was 30 years younger, like most of us.
But don't we all?
I'd settle for 10 years younger.
How to find and utilise your greatest asset. Andrew Griffiths, a regular on our show. Mate, nice to chat. Something to think about. We'll talk soon, hey?
Always good to chat. Have a great day, guys.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.